Last summer, the Mississippi River and many of its tributaries flooded for months, causing more than $20 billion in damage. Climate change is bringing more heavy and more frequent rainstorms, a threat that many flood protection systems were not built for. Rivers creep over levees or burst them, and there's nowhere for the water to go. But the Dutch have long been proud tamers of rivers. They built huge networks of levees to keep rising waters away from farms and cities. But now officials are trying what seems like an obvious approach. They're making room for the water. About a decade ago, they launched a program to relocate about 200 families to higher ground. As part of our week-long series on water and the Dutch, Deacon Wendland went to find out what they've learned so far.
Vic Remmer welcomes us into his warm little house in the Noordvaartpolder, just outside of Dordrecht, near Rotterdam.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm Vic.
Nice to meet you. I'm Tegan.
We shed our coats and he pours us some coffee. His wife, Chris, is at work. Yeah. Gremmer's retired from his job as a social worker. Now he spends his time painting and hunting. In the early 90s, after they were married, they decided to have kids and move out to the countryside, where willow trees line the banks of the Nieuwe Merwede River.
Dutch clouds, blue sky, and we said, we're going to live here. So we decided, okay, we want to go, and we gave it a go, and we want to try to live over there.
They chose an affordable little house next to a farm and spent their summer days out in the boat or the garden. That house has long since been demolished. This is man-made land. The marsh was drained and turned into farms, much like the swamps in New Orleans were drained. And then the river started flooding, especially in the cities downstream. In the 1990s, the Rhine and Vaal rivers spilled over their banks, forcing tens of thousands to evacuate. Hans Brouwer is a project manager, and he's been working on this project for nearly 20 years.
We fight for many centuries against nature. And you can fight, but you can never win. So try to find ways to cooperate with nature.
He looks out over a green field near Gremmer's backyard, where other homes used to stand. Now it's home to a flock of noisy snow geese.
You can always heighten and strengthen dikes. That is not a problem. Wouldn't it be more wise to give space back to the river?
Officials looked back at their mistakes, building levees that restricted the river, not giving it space to flood, much like the engineering decisions along the Mississippi River over the past 100 years that have caused it to flood more frequently and severely. They came up with a plan called Room for the River. They'd buy out and relocate about 200 households in high-risk areas, then let the river flood. That's kind of like if Donaldsonville or St. James just up and moved away from the Mississippi. It's part of a much bigger river management program with a price tag of over $2 billion. The buyouts cost about $500 million. They brought the idea to the people of the Noordvaart.
The first meeting, first question was, okay, what do you want?
What do you want?
Yeah, as inhabitants of this area.
And what did you say?
I want to stay. And I want to be protected.
Gremmer and his family didn't want to leave their cute little house on the water. But eventually, they began to see the benefits.
So you got a lot of memories. And so it means a lot. You want to stay. But what are the consequences?
The consequences? Living in a place that floods all the time, blocking roads and covering the ground with mud, and also endangering the cities downstream. Eventually, Gremmer became so convinced the program would work that he chaired a community group that helped plan the buyouts. It was hard. Some of his friends left. Some of them don't talk to him anymore.
Some people doesn't greet me anymore because I was the chairman, and they said, well, Vic is part of the problem, so that happens too.
Some people moved far away. Some, like Gremmer's family, were able to stay nearby. They moved just up the road to slightly higher ground, and the government helped them buy a new, slightly bigger house with a similar view of the beautiful Noordvaart marshes.
At the end, it was worth.
Buyouts happen in the U.S. too, but not like this. They happen after big flood disasters, like the 2016 flood in the greater Baton Rouge area. As part of the FEMA buyout program, victims get the money to move somewhere safer. Back in the Noordvaart, when the river gets high, it floods these fields and woods. The rest of the time, Gremmer spends birdwatching and hunting. It's become a nature preserve, a destination for city people. He gestures out his wide bay window towards the willow and the creek.
You see how I live. Every day I'm very happy. I'm standing outside.
The river has risen a few times since Gremmer and his family moved. The water spread out over the green grass where his neighbors' houses used to stand. And then it went back down, just like it used to thousands of years ago, before humans came along and tried to control it. In the Noordwaard, Netherlands, I'm Tegan Wendland.